Modern Love fans, we're talking algorithms, we're talking rekindling past flames, and who these characters are based off of in real life. So we're going to be talking about Modern Love Episode 2 when we come back on AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
The dancing always just gets better.
And the lights, and the, I love it all.
The
we have our own little club in AfterBuzz TV. Oh my goodness gracious, we are back after 24 hours to talk about the next episode, and we've all watched two more episodes, but we're going to just talk about Modern Love Episode 2, when Cupid is a prying journalist. But before we get into all that, I want to introduce my amazing panel here. First, we have Bonnie Burke.
Hi, guys. I'm really excited to be here to talk about Episode 2.
And then we have Samantha Jacobs.
Hi.
Our resident dating and sex expert, right?
Sexpert, I guess. I try my best.
Is that what you put on your resume, sexpert?
It's kind of awkward. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, does this job need to know that? Or does it?
I feel like every job should know that you are a sexpert. All right, so I loved these episodes. Mm-hmm. I just keep on liking this show more and more. Have you guys fallen in love with Modern Love as much as I have?
Totally, and I love Dev Patel tonight.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I thought this was such a sweet story.
Yes. I know. What are your thoughts on the episode?
I loved it. Like you said, each episode just gets better.
I know.
I honestly didn't cry in episode one like you guys did.
Oh, my gosh.
But by the time I got to three, I would just broke down. And I was like, I can't binge watch this show. My emotions are crazy.
It really does. The writing and the acting. And it's just an amazing show. And I'm so glad that I got into it. I mean, initially I read stuff about it and I was like, this show sounds interesting. But then, of course, when I started hosting here and the show came up, I was like, okay, well, now I definitely have to watch it. And I'm very, very, very glad I did, because it's some of the better television that I've come across. All right, so when Cupid is a prying journalist, first off, the show itself is a TV series based on Amazon, based on the New York Times column that explores relationships, love, and the human connection. And so each episode is a different story. This one is about a prying journalist that interviews a dating site,
creator, techie,
played by Dev Patel. And what's interesting is I read the article after watching the episode. The article is written by a woman named Deborah Kopagan. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. And it's based off of Justin McLeod, who actually started Hinge, which...
So interesting.
I know. It's crazy. And honestly, the episode itself was very close to what was written on the page in terms of the article.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I loved the episode. And let's get into it. So it's basically all about how one conversation between two people can affect the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And so we get into it at first. At first, she's interviewing him and, asking him questions. And then what do you think prompted her to ask him the question, have you ever been in love?
I feel like she had to.
Yeah.
She was interviewing the founder of this mega dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment when she asked him, have you ever been in love? And he says, oh, is it so obvious on his face? And she said, yeah, it's written all over your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's,
I thought,
such
that
a deep line.
Totally. And I thought that the retelling of that story was really interesting. And then I loved how they interwove her own similar story of the journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought, of course, she had to ask him.
Yeah.
She had to ask.
Yeah, it takes one to know one, right? So she had her own, the love that got away.
Mm-hmm.
And as an older woman, she wanted to give that advice. If she could have gone back in time, what would I have done? And she's staring at this guy and she's like, I know you have that one that got away. I want to try to help him. And her advice worked.
I know. And then we go to the interview where he sees the girl that, you know, he fell in love with so long ago. And that was so cute. I loved... what did you... You found something about how all the ladies love Dev Patel now. I mean, well, he's adorable.
Just Google Dev Patel, the cut, and there's a great opinion piece written by, I'm assuming, a woman I would get along with very well.
Yes.
Who essentially... the title was something along the lines of, I, too, would leave my fiancé for Dev Patel. Which I just thought, yes, we all would.
Yep.
He's so dreamy.
He is.
It was a perfect casting.
I know.
He's such a warm, lovely... seeming guy, and it came through in this character. And so you were really rooting for him. And so when you find out that his fiance's cheated on him, and seeing him go through that heartbreak and leave and making that decision, you're really rooting.
Yeah, absolutely.
For this guy to have, you know,
true love. What was cool in the interview, too, or watching them before the interview in the waiting room, is how he decided to try to talk to her. And then, like, near the end of it all, how he just decided not even to go to the interview, mm-hmm. just to let her get the job. Yeah. And, like, finds her afterwards. And she's like, were you even interviewing? Is this written out of a, you know, a romance novel totally. Right now? Like, this is too good to be true. And I was, when I was watching it a little bit, I was like, this is a little too good to be true, but Dev Patel sort of just, like, made it okay for me. But, yeah, so they had their date at the national, or at the zoo, mm-hmm. actually, which is cool. They're like, okay, what do two people in New York do when they don't have work to do? Let's anything they want, so let's go to the zoo. And there were some cute little lines, though, there, where she got emotional when she saw the animal with the, I think it was an ape or something, with her baby ape. Love is so universal. I understand so little about animals except that. And I was like, again, that was the first time. We should do a special segment about, like, how many times we're about to cry or cry during each episode. That was one of them. But yeah, so during the interview, Dev, I keep on calling him Dev Patel, but his character's name is actually Joshua, is talking to Julie, who is interviewing him. And he says something that's really interesting. He says this quote, a relationship is a rocket and you're trying to get it out in space and all you need is enough fuel. And it's more about the initial explosion versus where you're going to be for the rest of your life. What are your guys' feelings on that quote?
It's true. I wrote that down too. It's right here. The relationship is like a rocket trying to get to space. It's true. Mm-hmm. I believe that because it takes a lot for a relationship to work and be successful. There's a lot of compromise. There's a lot of self, like, knowledge. Mm-hmm. You have to be confident in yourself before you can love somebody else to the full ability. Even if you are putting them forward in a situation, at least you're still comfortable with yourself so you don't go crazy, right?
Right, right.
So there's just so many pieces that make a relationship successful. And when you don't necessarily need all of those pieces to make your relationship work, because people make it work without all of that, right? But you also will have a better chance of success, I guess.
When
you're when your rocket ship is fully loaded.
Right? Totally. And I do think there's also something that's kind of special when you think about the trajectory of a relationship, where if there is that real, like, kinetic pull in the beginning of a relationship, that you can kind of have those moments when you're older of remembering that feeling.
Mm.
That you may not, it may not always exist in a relationship, but being able to remember it, mm-hmm. I think, can kind of bring it back into the present and kind mm-hmm. of keep the relationship really vibrant.
Yeah, you have to keep it fresh. You have to do so. If you get stuck in a routine, then that's when people feel unloved or they feel like they need to explore somewhere else. To keep a relationship fresh, whether it's like, okay, we're going to make sure we do date night once a week, it can be that simple. Mm-hmm. Or let's try something different in the bedroom instead of just staring at the same ceiling, you know? Like, mm-hmm. let's get a hotel for the night, you know? There's different things that you can do to, like, keep that kinetic connection.
Mm-hmm.
See, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm not sure that this quote is actually what that's saying. You know, it's saying that the rocket, you have to, like, put fuel in it to get it out to space, so it's about that, like, initial burst.
Yeah.
But the relationship itself takes work, takes mm-hmm. time, takes energy, effort, everything like that. So I feel like it still does take fuel and it still does take an awareness of, like, looking into the future and, you know, seeing if it's all worth it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was interesting when he said that. I was like, but is it that way? But it continues on, and he learns that his girlfriend, who she becomes his girlfriend, Emma, played by the amazing Caitlin McGee, she cheats on him.
Mm-hmm.
That was heartbreaking. So she comes back, and we realize something's wrong mm-hmm. by how she looks, and she says she found her, you know, high school sweetheart, and they definitely mm-hmm. did stuff. And so he, poor Dev. I was like, Dev, no.
He was
crushed. And so he said that he threw himself into work. The very thing, oh, this was the best for me. The very thing that got him through his romantic pain was researching romance. Mm-hmm. Statistics he was reading about contradicted the ill will that he had during the toward the entire community. People generally in relationships or in love don't fuck up. So what were your guys' thoughts on that? Do you think that that's true? I mean, he's basing it off of statistics, so it is true, but mm-hmm. that's not what I felt like when I watched it.
I wonder if that part's true in the story. Like, do those statistics really exist?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. They may. I didn't check. I didn't fact check. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the research. I think that over the course of a relationship, though, people mess up in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Not just infidelity. I think that that's a part of relationships is having human error involved. Mm-hmm. And I liked that in this story, spoiler alert, he comes back around to her.
Yeah.
That he had that initial really visceral response of, I don't trust you. Right. And there was a line that
I thought
was
totally fine. That I mean, like, it's understandable.
Totally. He said to her, he said, love is trust. And she responded, Emma said back to him, mm-hmm. love is lots of things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I thought, whoa, isn't it?
Yep.
Wow. But in that moment, I didn't feel a severe hatred toward the character of Emma.
Mm-mm.
And I also didn't feel Joshua, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Why are you leaving her? I felt like, whoa, this is the reality
this
of it.
This needs to happen, and yeah.
And I like that it also, he came back around, and it wasn't that infidelity was a mark on their relationship in that kind of
right
non-ending way.
I mean, you always hear, you know, in relationships, if infidelity is involved, that there's just no coming back from that. You know, the trust is breached and it's over. So it was interesting to have a story that mm-hmm. that didn't happen. You know, like they worked through it and got through it, and he always yeah. still loved her, and she always still loved him. And spoiler, we're getting yeah. ahead of ourselves.
Well, the most important thing about that is that he said that trust is currency, which is true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's about communication. And so what he did was leave.
Yeah.
He said, I cannot trust you. I am going to leave. And it took 2 years for him to trust her mm-hmm. again. Most people stay in the relationship, try to forget the situation happened, try repeatedly back to back to back, doesn't actually let that person go. He said he talked to multiple women afterwards. Mm-hmm. And just that looking into her eyes on the street made him realize he truly was in love with her and no one else can replace that.
Right.
So yeah. It's the matter of work and giving yourself that space, or else
totally.
You just find yourself in a cycle, which I think is becoming a trend in, like, the dating scene right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, it's easy when you're in it mm-hmm. to not get out of it. But
right.
when you get out of it, then you start seeing all the mm-hmm. the things that. And then they got their chance individually to work on themselves. I mean, she was with, somebody else. And he was with multiple other women. And it's kind of a beautiful thing that they wound mm-hmm. up, even despite all that, coming together mm-hmm. still. It's like,
yeah, I thought so too. I thought it was great. I thought that was like a really modern take.
Yeah.
On a reality in a relationship.
But we even have a whole other aspect of the episode where the journalist, or it's sort of the tables turn, and he asks her questions like, but have you ever been in love? And so we mm-hmm. get her story as well. And so both of these stories are about the love that has gotten away
mm-hmm.
and kind of getting it back. But they each have their different endings, so to speak. But so So the journalist, we start to get to know her a little bit better, and we start to understand her story, where she met a Paris man, right? A Parisian, so to speak. And they fall in love, and he's supposed to... So this confused me when I watched the episode. So I saw... So basically, they were supposed to meet in Paris. He was supposed to come over to her apartment, and she gave him her address in Anna Karenina, right?
Yeah.
And he... The book, he said, was taken. It was basically stolen. So I was like, okay, couldn't you just call her? Be like, hey.
I guess the old days.
Yeah. I know. So it occurred to me later on, and then actually reading the article itself, they said that she was unlisted, so it was impossible for him to get in contact with her. So all these years, and she basically thought that he was... standing, or he stood her up.
Yeah. He shows up. She's at her book signing. He shows up.
I know.
Hands her his phone number. It's on the train ticket that he had to Paris that day.
I know.
And then they spend the whole night walking.
I know.
And then at the end, I thought, oh my gosh, they're getting back together. Mm-hmm. That's the end. That's what we'll see is the end of this portion of the story. And you see him stop in the street, and he sees his current wife kissing the kids off to school. And I thought, viewing it, oh no, he's going to go in there and he's going to end their relationship. And he goes in and he sees her and he says, I want to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the other side of the coin back in New York where the journalist is sitting down with her husband and says, this isn't working anymore. Yeah. And they're holding hands and they talk about it.
They both knew.
I thought it was interesting how that. I thought it was interesting how that they both had an experience together
again,
and then they had completely different reactions to that experience.
Yep,
which I thought was cool and realistic.
Realistic, absolutely.
What's beautiful is it brought them both peace.
Yes, they both had freedom from it. They were released,
and so she felt, I don't need to love again. I don't need to work on this relationship of my marriage because I got what I've been always questioning, and if there's a slight chance that that will ever come back, I'm going to be ready for it. Versus him, he was like, I have my peace, and now I'm going to make my marriage work. Yeah. So it's just,
In the article itself, she wrote, he realized how much he needed to work on tending to his marriage. I realized that I had given all the nutrients and care that I could. 23 years of tilling that soil, but the field was fallow. I know.
Great writing.
Great
writing.
And it was brilliantly shot too. You know, when he says, "I want to work on this," to his wife, and then we cut to her saying, "I think we're done," to her husband. It was just heartbreaking. But it's interesting how those past flames can make you realize where you are and where you want to go in terms of love for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and kind of what's true for you in that exact moment.
Yeah.
And then we see the exact opposite after that when we see what happens with Josh and Emma.
I really liked this line, too. The love that we have in our past, lost love, is the purest, most concentrated stuff. What are your guys' feelings on that before we... close.
The memory, and that's kind of what I was talking about, is that when you have that that like spark of youth in a relationship, that memory is so pure and so strong, and it's something that people later on are able to look back on and still feel even more because it's not tainted. It doesn't currently exist.
Right.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
It's all the goodness. Mm-hmm. It's all the fun. It's not the drama. All the energy. It's like the best part of love.
Yeah.
And that's what we all love. But we're afraid to look at the deeper side, underneath the surface.
For sure. All right. So before we conclude this whole thing, we have some awesome news and gossip that Bonnie is going to provide us.
So this is so cute. And so we know that this came from the New York Times column, but some of these things are fictionalized. But with this specific episode, Dev Patel's character is based on, as we heard earlier, Hinge's founder, Justin McLeon. And he actually flew to Europe to declare his love to his college sweetheart. She was engaged to another man. And they're together, and they're expecting their first child.
Oh,
so cool, right?
So awesome. Great. So they're so cute together.
Yeah, totally.
The author actually described her as looking at like Katharine Hepburn, and I kind of see it.
Oh, totally.
I definitely see it. She was like in her strawberry blonde hair, and she walked in. at the very end of the article, they just talked about how happy they looked together and how she was very glad that she was able to have an interview with Justin so that she could bring his love back to him.
That's amazing.
I know.
Bring my love.
Oh my goodness. All right. So that concludes our modern love talk on episode 2. We're going to see you guys next time. But before we get going, my name is Alexa Capiello. You can find me on Instagram at Alexa Cappy. And Bonnie, where can they find you?
You can find me at Bonnie R. Burke on Instagram.
And I'm Samantha, and you can find me on Instagram at storyof_Samantha.
All right. See you next time, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.